This weekend, Republicans in Pierce, Nahomish, and Whatcom counties will attend their county conventions and choose delegates to the party's state convention in May. The state Republican Party is not tracking who these delegates support for president, but as KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel explains, supporters of Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz are predicting a vigorous contest.
As Pierce County Republicans prepare to hold their convention at the Puyallup Fairgrounds, it's hard to get them to go into detail about what they're up to right now. I meet Carrie French at a park near her desk job at Camp Murray.
You know, I don't want to give away too much strategy, but we are working real hard.
French is a legislative district leader and a big fan of Ted Cruz. She finds him smart, critical, and strong on constitutional issues. She uses the candidate's smartphone app as a way to campaign for him.
So this is the Cruz app.
You fill out a brief survey.
Would you describe yourself as evangelical? Yes. If I had to choose, I'd probably say Tea Party-ish. Although the Tea Party values are in our platform, so. Libertarian? Maybe a little, yeah.
You can note on the app whether you want to make phone calls on Cruz's behalf, go door-to-door, etc. French says this would be a thrilling year to be a delegate to the state or national convention.
I really like what Ted Cruz has to say, and I would love to go, but it is very expensive.
So she'll probably campaign for him from home. And in Pierce County, French will be up against other experienced campaigners.
When I was 16, I was crowned GOP queen by the governor of Montana.
Marlon Jensen has been involved in Republican politics all her life, and she's supporting Trump at the county convention. Jensen runs a property management business in Gig Harbor, and she hopes Trump will help simplify taxes and regulations for business owners.
And the thing I love about Donald Trump is that he understands business. He's on the front line with people.
Jensen attended her first national convention in 2012 to support Mitt Romney. Normally, she'd be reluctant to go again, but this is a special circumstance.
I feel that in this election, it's going to take a lot of veterans going back there that understand the process.
Jensen says she finds many Trump supporters are quiet, verging on being undercover, so she's not sure what to expect at her county convention. State Senator Pam Roach will be there, although she hasn't endorsed a presidential candidate. She says the political leaders in Washington have done their best to sideline their own grassroots delegates.
It's just the way it is. Both parties at the top want to control what's happening at their convention.
The state Republican Party relies completely on its presidential primary in May to determine who delegates are bound to vote for. They switched to a greater emphasis on the primary after 1988, when, Roach says, Republican leaders were upset about the grassroots support for Pat Robertson. Then on the Democratic side, Roach says they have superdelegates, elected officials who are not bound by their grassroots caucus results. This has caused a flap in Washington this year since Senator Bernie Sanders won the state's caucuses, but many superdelegates support Hillary Clinton. Roach says this year is just another version of the old tension between party activists and their leaders.
You get a moderate candidate when you have an open process at the ballot. And you'll have a more conservative person like a Pat Robertson if you have a total caucus selection process.
Back near Camp Murray, Cruz supporter Carrie French says she just learned that Republican leaders like Rob McKenna, former Senator Slade Gorton, and former Secretary of State Sam Reed have declared their support for the third place presidential candidate, Ohio Governor John Kasich.
Doesn't surprise me. I'm disappointed, but it doesn't surprise me. Well, good luck to them. Maybe they'll have to come up with money to pay doorbellers. We don't have to pay our doorbellers because we have people that are going out because they want to.
Former Attorney General McKenna told Cairo that, unfortunately, the phrase Republican establishment has become a pejorative term. But he said those leaders believe Kasich would be effective and the most capable of beating Hillary Clinton if she's the Democrats' nominee. In Lakewood, I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.
Just a reminder, you can keep up to date with all of our election coverage anytime. Just visit our website. Go to KUOW.org.